Yahweh shall establish thee as a Kodesh people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh your Abba, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. And Yahweh shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which Yahweh swore unto your avos to give thee. Yahweh shall open unto thee his good treasure, and the Shemayims to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And Yahweh shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh your Abba, which I command thee this day, to observe them and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of these words which I command thee this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Blessed be the word of Yahweh forever and evermore. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Yahweh, we thank you for another Sabbath that you have allowed us to see, Yahweh. And as we enter into your courts, Yahweh, we want to praise you. We want to worship you, Yahweh, with the sound of the shofar. Yahweh, we pray that we will hearken unto your judgments and unto your statutes, your commandments, Yahweh. That you will make us plenteous in goods, Yahweh. Naturally and physically, Yahweh. Physically and spiritually, Yahweh. That we will bring forth an abundance of fruit, Yahweh. That when HaMashiach shall come, that he will not find us barren, Yahweh. But he will find us plenteous in the righteousness and your truth, Yahweh. Walking in your commandments, in your statutes and your judgments, Yahweh. And Yahweh, help us, Yahweh. Prune us, Yahweh. Instruct us, Yahweh. And teach us your way more plainly, Yahweh. That we may walk with perfection, Yahweh. That we may walk circumspectly before you, Yahweh. Yahweh, help us to be a city, Yahweh, that sits upon a hill, whose light cannot be hidden, Yahweh. Help us to radiate, Yahweh. Help us to shine forth, Yahweh, your praises, Yahweh. Your magnificent honor, Yahweh, in this earth today, Yahweh. That we will be a beacon, a blinking of light, Yahweh, that will shine forth in this dark generation, Yahweh. Yahweh, this Sabbath, Yahweh, we come before you, Yahweh. And we consecrate our lives, our beings, our ruah unto you, Yahweh. And we ask you to dwell in us, Yahweh. For you say in your word, Yahweh, if two or three are gathered in my name, that you will be in the midst, Yahweh. So we gather in your bayit, Yahweh, where you have put your name in, Yahweh. You have put your name in earthen vessels, Yahweh. And you have also put your name in this physical tabernacle, Yahweh. This building that we are gathering in today, Yahweh. And we pray, Yahweh, that you will come, Yahweh, in the midst of us, Yahweh, today, Yahweh. That we will shine, Yahweh. That we will illuminate, Yahweh, your majesty, Yahweh, and your honor in this bed today, Yahweh. Yahweh, let all the songs, Yahweh, let all the praises, Yahweh, that come from our lips, Yahweh, out of our lips, Yahweh, be to honor you, be to magnify you, Yahweh, in everything that we do, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray that you will bless our pastor, Yahweh, today as he brings forth the word, Yahweh. Let it be as a hammer, Yahweh. Let it be as a consuming fire, Yahweh, that will burn out all the sin, Yahweh, all the dross, all those things that are not like you, Yahweh, that we will become more like you, Yahweh, in this last and evil days, Yahweh. Yahweh, we also pray for those that are listening on the live stream today, Yahweh, that you will bless them, Yahweh, and you will keep them, Yahweh, and that you will continue to open up your revelation truths unto them as they listen, Yahweh, to the broadcast, Yahweh, and to this service today, Yahweh. Yahweh, all these things we ask, Yahweh, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we do pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Your mouth, Almighty God.
Thank you,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
You will be intrigued today, and that, as the former prayer went forth, that you will be intrigued by the cries, the tefillah, Israel in this day and today. We do ask in Yahshua HaMashiach's mighty name, you will strengthen us all, those that are listening by the live stream, those that will hear this broadcast or the message in some other form. We pray that your strength and your truth will be revealed unto them, they may know that their Abba lives. You are the mighty one of Israel. Pray for those that need a physical touch today. Touch the bodies. Those brothers and sisters in nations, lands, that is so perplexing. And the trials are so difficult. Help us not to shut our bowels of compassion, but to be considerate of them and their tremendous trials. We know that everything is going to be all right. Almighty Yah is going to wipe away all tears. I believe that, Yahweh. I trust you. I trust you for the Teshua. In Yahshua. And so help us all today, that your word may strengthen everyone. We ask it all. Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we will hear from Yah today. Bless him. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I certainly do give him all reverence and the highest esteem because he is the Most High. His name is the most excellent name upon the face of the earth. In Hashem I am, the heavens above. For there is no name that equates to the name of Almighty Yahweh. For in that name we find the tower of strength. We find his personality, his character, and who he really is. And his people will trust in that name. I love that song that Brother Charles sings, not just because of the instrumental sounds of it, but I love the words of it. Yahweh will wipe away all of our tears, and trials and the great afflictions shall come to an end one day. I was sitting there thinking, and as I thought about the massive ships that brought many of the people here to America, especially the slave trade. And there were many Israelites that were brought to this nation. They had no way of communicating. Yet in the midst of that vehement sun in the south, as they toiled in the cotton fields of their masters, you began to hear the chorus of a sound began to resonate the air. And they began to sing a song like this because they knew Yahweh. They would sing, Kumbaya, 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 ya. Kumbaya. Oh, ya. Kumbaya. Somebody need you, ya. Kumbaya. Somebody need you, ya. Kumbaya. Somebody need you, ya. Kumbaya. Oh, ya. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, ya. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, ya. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, ya. Kumbaya. Oh, ya. Kumbaya. You see, they knew that name as they crossed the Atlantic. As they come via the route of the Pacific. They knew the name of the Abba. And they will cry out in their dialect and their tongue. Kumbaya. Kumbaya. And the song had been passed down through the generations. They knew the power of their Abba. They knew his character and his strength. And in the midst of the tremendous trials, they would cry out, Kumbaya. Kumbaya. Come by and assist us. For we do need your strength in this hour. And the people of Yahweh Yisrael needs the strength of Almighty Yahweh. His people that he declares that my people is a foolish people. We are consumed with frivolity, with folly. The things of Almighty Yah, they are not serious to us. They have no pure application in our lives. They're only meant for our own advantage. To acquire the things that we purpose in our own lives, that we want, it has nothing to do with the road that Yahweh has ordained for Israel to walk upon. For the steps of a tough man, they are ordered by Almighty Yahweh. We do not order our steps because he orders them aright. He orders them in the Sadiq path. It is a righteous path that Yahweh ordered the steps of Israel. The people of Yah, they are foolish people. And what a profound indictment that he brings against Israel. He said, and they know not me. They do not know me. There is no personal relationship with them and me. They have no understanding of me. They have no clarity as to who I am. And the reason why, because they are saltish. They are saltish children. The children of Yah are saltish in their ways. They're ignorant. They're stupefied. They cannot be instructed. They are an emotional people that wear their emotions on their sleeves. They're easily to be offended when Yahweh corrects them. They do not want the corrections of Almighty Yahweh. He said they have no understanding at all. They are wise to do evil, to perform that which Ra, the God, performs, the Gad. They are wise to do that. But to do the Sadiq things of Yah, they have no understanding at all. We have no understanding of that. Deacon Bennett, in his way of challenging us, he tried to remind us, to stir up the pure minds by way of remembrance. There is no energetic or energized life for Yahweh. There is no praises to him today. We become energetic-less when it comes to praising Almighty Yahweh. We sit as dormant as they come. We become very tired easily. There is no willingness to do it. We find every kind of excuse they know
not Yahweh. They have no understanding. Israel ought to have the breath of Yahweh. Israel ought to have HaKodesh Ruah. Israel ought to be led by HaRuah of Yah. He says, let everything that have the Ruah or the breath of Yah, Barak, praise, worship Him. And so when there is no breath of Yah in you, you cannot praise Him. You will bless the Gad, the Minai, this democracy or this demon power that demonstrates in the minds of the people, that gives them the dictates and instructs them as how to respond unto the one that created Gad and Minai. So there is no flow of victorious power in the lives of the people of Almighty Yahweh. That is why the prophet, the Nabi, Teshuva, he had to cry out to people that the terror, the wrath, the Ibra of Yah will be poured out upon them without a restraining measure. It's going to overflow upon the nations of the earth. For the nations have despised Almighty Yahweh. They have done violence to the Torah. We are a people that practice violence toward the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. For what He has invested in us is the legitimacy of His truth. He has legitimized Himself in the power of His identity, Yahshua HaMashiach. But this world doesn't receive even that profound witness, that hope or tikvah of redemption. The world doesn't even receive that today. And because our minds are not formed and shaped, transformed by the Ruah of Yahweh, we have this vile, corrupt, heathenistic, Gentile nature that despises anything that Yahweh speaks unto you. When a man is truly born again, when the Torah of Yah, not in a letter form in his love, but in the spiritual form is revealed, that he obeys Almighty Yahweh. When a man is carnal, when you are natural and fleshly, the carnal man is not subject unto the Torah of Yah. He can never be, neither will he ever be, because he is of a carnal mind, and that nature is enmity against Yahweh. This one that despises Him. And I'm quite sure we never operate like that. That when Yahweh speaks to us, there is not a despising in what He speaks to us. I'm quite sure we don't despise and reject what He speaks unto us. And we become very resistant. And the anger of a fool rises up in our bosom because we are a foolish people. He said, my people are foolish. And the hostility of anger rests in the bosom of a foolish people. We are hostile toward Yahweh. We are hostile toward any instruction because it is not a wise generation. The wise generation hears. And a Shemak understands, perceives with great understanding. Not only intellectually, but it's beyond the realm of intellectual thinking. It is the realm of life and spiritual life that one believes what Yahweh says, and he doesn't have to practice it according to some natural attribute or his flesh working. It is something from the inward parts that is left practice that. And his external man performs what is in him. If it's not in you, it can never be performed. And the reason it is not performed, because it is not in the people of Almighty Yahweh. There's a foolish nature. It is a saltish people. And because we are saltish, we're beyond stupefied. We have caused the powers of hell, because we have opened the door to give them entrance into our mind. They have an entrance into our minds. They have power and capability to plant in the minds of the people their thoughts, their ideas, those things that drive them, their lust, their greed, their insensitivity, their radical thoughts that are totally in opposition against Almighty Yahweh. We see that as I listen to the story of Moshe around 5:30 this morning. As I was captivated, as Yahweh sent the Nabi into the house of Pharaoh, he commanded, "Let my people go. You take your hands off of them. They shall not serve your kingdom, but they shall go in the wilderness and they shall serve me. They shall take every possession and every riches that they have brought or brought to fruition in this kingdom." Well, Yahweh had a purpose in that. He hardened the left of Pharaoh that he may get honor upon one thing, and that is his name. He raised up Pharaoh. He brought him in the power that he may get honor upon his name. So has he raised up the powers of the twin towers of strength in the world today. Capitalism and democracy, that her power and her tentacles control and rule the world. Do you not understand at the zenith of Misraim, Egypt's power? They were the world's power at that time. They administered many of the knowledgeable things that we know today. Mathematics, philosophy. Do you not know that they were a powerful kingdom? A tremendous kingdom? That kings of the world went to Egypt to be so riches upon the kings, the pharaohs. Yahweh raised up that nation. Just like out of a ruin of nothing here. He caused the ships to sail for many parts of the world. And within 235 years, 1776, figure it out. A nation has raised up out of a rudiment of nothing to be the most powerful nation upon the face of the earth, that controls every aspect of life in every nation, every country, every tongue, and every people. Yet they have no historical identity. They have no culture that is emulated throughout the world. It is the hand of Almighty Yahweh. She has been raised up in her splendor, in her hubris, pride, her arrogance, her haughtiness. Yahweh has raised her up. And he has given her power and strength. He has given her the leadership of God and Minah. And he shall raise her up. And the nations of the world will know, when I bring the nations down, that there is one name shall cry and speak that name. Because out of that nation I will raise up a people. I will turn to a people with a pure language. And they're going to call upon the name of Almighty Yahweh. So this is the hand of Yahweh. He has raised her up. And her demise is in the hands of Yahweh. It is not in the hands of Magog, Gomer, Ethiopia. It is in the hands of Almighty Yahweh. He established the strength and the power of Pharaoh. He raised up the strength of her gods, Dagon, and the multitudes of gods within Egypt. The same spirit permeates here in this nation. The same attitude, the same arrogance, the hubris mentality against Yahweh. It is commonplace in this nation today. And he caused one to be raised up in the cauldron of the darkness of that house by the name of Moshe. He was raised up from the flowing Mothi River that his mother was wise enough, and the midwives were wise enough not to destroy the Hebrew Israelites, because in the midst of that was the Yashak of Israel, the Savior, Moshe, the Nabi, and he will speak to the kingdoms of the world as his voice still does today. And Yahweh would warn them that this name, my name, is the excellent name. America has been raised upon Yahweh to get honor upon his name. Because every nation fears the gods of this nation. They fear her military might, her military power. We have seen an example of that when she went to Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And she caused the flesh of the people to be consumed over their bones. When she dropped her atomic bombs. And now her mandate today that you must worship America. You must condescend unto democracy. So Yahweh raised up this anti-Messiah, this man in this nation, and every leader in this nation is anti-Yah. They've been raised up by Yahweh for that purpose. They did not love Yahweh in Misraim. Egypt did not love him. But he caused his people to go into Egypt because of their wickedness and their sins. You that are taken under the spirit of this democracy and this capitalist power, it is because your sins and the sorcery of bewitching of this power has seduced you. It has brought you under the power of seduction, a sorcery, and you have no power at all to separate yourself from that. You understand that Israel was brought out by the mouth of the Nabi. They were not brought out by the elders. They were not brought out by the pastors. But there was a powerful Nabi that was raised up by Yah, and he spoke the words unto the heart of Pharaoh. And he spoke them to harden his heart. He spoke them to harden his heart. Until Yahweh says they shall know that I am the Most High, and beside me there is no other. This nation doesn't know it. This is a nation of multiplicit religious facets by the millions. This is a nation of the gods. It is the power. It is the statesman for Babylon. The gates of the gods. And the gates of the gods have been opened because this nation is the gates of the gods. You have within families those that belong to one organization, the other to another organization, and the other to another organization, and another to another organization. And yet there is no complicity as to who they truly serve. Their ways are different, their attitude, their perception, their understanding of Scripture. Yahweh did not leave his truth to chance. That's why he wrote it in the Lamb of Israel. Hallelujah. He put it there, and HaMashiach says, now I'm the power of the life of that which is already in you. I'm the strength of that. And I bring about the fusion when the Spirit in it ends, it explodes it. It brings it to life. And the reason it's not brought to life in Israel, because they have not met HaMashiach. They have met their Messiah, or their Christo, their anointed one, but they have not met Habashiach. They have not met him. Because he caused that internal convulsion to take place. And that convulsion began to cause that word to ignite. It becomes alive like fire. The word of Yahweh is fire. Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in me. The Ruah of Yah spoke unto Jeremiah, speak unto Israel. And when he said that to Jeremiah, he said, this word is like a fire. It's shut up. I can't quench it. I can't stop it. It propels itself from me with power, with authority, and as a great conviction. I cannot go back on it. And that is what the Spirit of Yahshua does. It caused that commotion, that atomic explosion to go off. It caused the fire to consume a man. That the burning arg of Yahweh burns down deep in the midst of a man's life. That's why the Nabi, we must. And I pray to Yahweh, whoever he is, and look at what continent he's on, let him speak. Because Israel will always, their restoration will always come by the words of a prophet Inabi. The one that has received it from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And when he speaks from the pages of that thing we call the scroll, the book, scripture, it will bring it alive with such dynamics that even it will confound your natural mind. You will not understand. Tell me, we don't understand the very power of Yahweh as he creates. And the reason we don't understand the depths of it, because we have truly not seen Yahshua. Because when we see him, when he truly comes, that is more than a metaphor of the state of him coming in the kingdoms. When we truly see Yahshua, we will know all things. We have not seen him. We see these superficial identities. And we must look unto him. For the word of Yahweh is a now word. It is a very present truth. It is the power of Yahweh now. For when we get into the kingdom, his rule, his strength, and the power of his rulership will permeate the kingdom. He wants us to experience that now. Not to be deceived and to be bewitched. Not to have a $10,000 a month house payment and so consumed with earthly cares that there is no time for Yahweh. Nothing for that. Moshe was a Nabi. These false liars today, it says that Moshe, he chose rather to suffer with the people of Almighty Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. These vile men, they call themselves prophets, they're pseudo, hypocritical men. They will not suffer one thing. They're not going to be suffered to be removed from their perch. They're not going to be suffered to be removed from their throne. They are convinced that they are beyond approaching. They are convinced that way. And the people are not even subjects unto them. There is no concern at all. So Yahweh raises up the voice of Zephaniah, and he speaks to Israel. He warns Yehuda of the very fire of Yah that shall consume the earth. And everything shall be consumed. Everything. Unless there's a seal in the forehead. And that seal for the righteous, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. And the righteous run, the Tzaddikah of Yah run into that tower, that name. Those people working those fields, they knew the name. That's why they sang the song that they sang. The name has never changed. It is the same. Just like Yahweh is. It is the same. The air you breathe today, it was the air that filled the vacuum around this earth 6,000 years ago. It has not changed. Man has polluted it, but it has not changed. The Shemayim above, the stars, Orion, every star is in its place. We just removed the day star, as we heard of the night, out of his place. He is not the center of our focus and our attention. We're so consumed with the cares of this life that it chokes out every sin pinnacle of the word of Almighty Yahweh. You have no power to overcome. You have no teshuha. You have no victorious speech. Your words are very shallow and they are very weak. And you have no strength to endure or to bear any kind of a circumstance. You're very shallow, we're very weak. We crumble under the opposition of hell. We crumble under the power and the load of our flesh. It's full of covetousness, greed. It is wicked. Yahweh says, because you have permitted that spirit of sorcery, the power that rules in this nation. It is a formidable power of sorcery. It seduces the masses of the people. It literally bewitches them. And they pray before them the gods and the idols of the world today. And people are mesmerized because of their gold and their silver. Listen to me. Their big gold brooches and their diamonds and their precious stones. They're taken awash by that. Raise up these ignoramuses that have no command of any form of the English vernacular. And they surround them with metal and brass and gold and diamonds and silver things. And the young minds are bewitched. He said, because you have allowed the spirit of sorcery in. He said, this shall happen in one day. The loss of your children and widowhood. And we find that today. Your children are lost unless there is a covering of the veil of Hamashiach on them. And they are lost. And you're praying it's not going to save one of them. It's not going to deliver one of them at all. Because Yah always add daily unto his bayat, such as should be saved. Moshe did not have to pray for the deliverance of Israel. He did not cry for their deliverance. Yahweh said, I heard their cry because of the means of their taskmaster. And I said, I will go down and deliver them. The Yahweh always deliver Israel. And every seed is not Israel. Everyone is not Israel. You're not. We expend our energy and our time on things that we ought to have to feel. The to feel of Yahweh is to show Yah what is in me, what I'm worth, my attitude. It is all about you. We see the example of Hamashiach in the Garden of Gethsemane. Prayed three times. Nevertheless, not my will, but I want your will to be done. I'm ready to be offered up. We're not ready to be offered up because of the sorcery power of this nation. And the strength of it is perpetuated. And the stronghold of it is because of the power of democracy. You see, the young ones and the older ones tell you, I'm free. Nobody tells me. Nobody's going to instruct me. I'm my own man. I was telling to young Calvin to read an article. It's a young boy that this young lad that was killed last week. He was a student at Harding University. He played basketball and he wrestled. There were schools that were interested in him to come to the university. He was simply walking down the street from a friend's house. And this foolish thug mentality, this kid, 17 years old, tried to rob him, shot this young lad and killed him. You could look at the last picture and tell he was a decent kid. You could look at that. He had no infractions, anything against him. Nothing at all. And yet because of the 50 cents to Hammers, because of their medallions and the ball players and their brooches, it is a power to be which so Shaitan raises up them. He raises up them out of the dunghill. That's where they come from, the majority. And he gives them a splendid story to say in this nation, because of democracy and capitalists, anyone can make it. And you notice most of their stories are the same. They come from the ghettos. They come from the hood. Negro boys, that's who they are. Well, why do they do that? Tell me why. Because that is the only thing that is taught to them. That is the only thing that they gravitate to. And the reason, because that the strength of that nation and that people, the head is gone. And there is no power of direction, no strength. There is no headmaster. And they go forth in this effeminate power because they're shallow and weak. They think that these things make them manly, or the quality of manhood resides in them. And it's not so. That's why, you daughters, I want all of you. I don't care whether you receive me or not, to hell with you. Rising up against your husband, man, to take the strength of your home, you are foolish Jezebel. I don't care who you are. You're a stupid thing. You're full of folly and hell. The strength of a man. That's why you find nations and people. You're crumbling. You're brought down to the dust of the earth. There's one thing that the marauders and those that destroy governments, they go after the man. And they save the woman to satisfy their lust and their pleasures. That's what they save them for. They go after the man because if you destroy the power of the witness of Yahshua, you destroy people. And that is what the enemy has done today, to destroy the witness of Hamashiach. You got a white witness of who he is. You got a colored witness. You got a Yahweh witness. You got a poor witness. You got a rich witness. And the rich man's Jesus is different than the poor man's Jesus. He is rich because this Jesus gives him riches. That's the attitude. You know how to receive it. It's still the truth. I won't back down one bit. Won't take one thing back. But things that are happening, they are not by some happen chance. It is the plan of Almighty Yahweh. It is His will. He's going to break it down. He's going to destroy it. You that have the seal of Yah in your Ruah, in your mind, you love that name. And you will know that you love that name because when you hear it, it causes an excitement. It causes a rejoicing. It causes one's confidence to rise up. It causes shackles to be broken. It causes the mind to be stabilized. It causes the left to be intrigued. And it causes the tear of gladness to roll from the expression of a man or a woman. Because that one knows that that name is the tower of strength and the only tower of hope in this hour. The powers that be that bring about the strength of sorcery. The gates are opened through God and Minai. And her strength is represented in democracy and capitalism. These young people, the older ones, are captivated by these idols today. They raise them up from the thuggery, from the hood, and they're captivated by them. They're drawn under this delusion and this illusion of what they perceive as riches. And it is a bewitched, superficial riches. It is not the riches of Almighty Yahweh. They're superficial. They're false. And they're certainly not real. I'm going somewhere with this today, whether you want to hear it or not. Whether you love me or not. My Deacon Horn said to me, Pastor Roberts, I said, Brother Jermaine, I said to Deacon Horn, I only finished about 4 or 5 scriptures last night, about 6 or 7, really, maybe 10. Of course, there were others that are vital to understand this power that the gates have been opened to, and they have come in with great force and great authority. They're bewitching the minds of the people, and you will know when you are bewitched. Do you know when you are bewitched? If I tell you, will you believe me? Will you believe me if I tell you when you know you are bewitched? Will you receive the truth? Yahweh said His people are foolish. Did He not say that? Did not Shaul said, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey? You should not obey. You should not obey. You should not obey. You should not obey. You should not obey the Emet, the truth of Almighty Yahweh. What is the truth? Yahweh, His tzaddikah, is from everlasting to everlasting. And His Torah is the Emet, is truth. So you'll know when you're bewitched. You cannot obey the Torah, the truth. You cannot obey that law that is written, but it is a lie by the testimony and the witness of Hamashiach. You will know you're bewitched. You're bewitched. And so this is a generation and a nation that is so bewitched. Yahweh made the Shabbat and he kodash it. He set it apart. And this is the day of great frivolity and folly. The day of reveling and drunkenness. It's a day of abandonment. Everyone abandons everything this day. Beginning Friday evening, they began to open the gates to the gods. They began to open the gates to the gods. Things that they would not do during the week or perform, they began to perform them at sundown yesterday. Places they will not go during the week because they are committed to God and Menai. Do you understand? They're going to be energized to make sure that they are committed to their servant, their servitude unto God and Menai. Because God and Menai commands all. Democracy commands everything. Capitalism commands everything. It takes everything. Because it gives nothing. And yet they will take the day that Yah has Kodesh. He has set it apart. That Yisrael. It is a sign unto the world that we are the true seed of Yisrael. That they will keep the Shabbat. And keep it Kodesh. They will honor the Shabbat of Yah. And Shandal yesterday, they began to captivate your children in their school frivolity and folly. And their ball games. And every ball game, whether it's basketball, football, is played on Friday. It begins on Friday evening. And they take them into the night of their reveling and their banqueting and their drunkenness, their seduction, their witchcraft power, the young girls and their harlotry and their whoredom and their sins and their malicious wicked ways. They take them into every kind of vile direction there is. It is apparent that allow and put their children under the arm of this power. They are wicked as hell, I will say it. They are shallow. They are corrupt. And they put their children in the hand of this wicked world to train them in the principles of Yah. And they say they love Yah with their liars. Does it ever think of a man as ignorant? He doesn't know. When a man comes to the power of truth, he must obey it. He doesn't harden his heart against the truths of Yahweh. They teach them even the strength of pedophilia and every kind of homosexual activity and every kind of vile thing there is. This is what democracy brings. This is what capitalism brings. It opens up the gates to the gods. Do you hear me? It opens the gates to the gods. It opened the gates to the gods. You have little tribal communities in different parts of the world. The things that we do here, they don't even do it. They have a tribal leader. They have a ruler. And that is passed down through the lineage. You found the young women, they are pure. They may have their ritualistic type worship, but the principles of truth is there. You find the principles of Torah there. You find it in the midst of that people. The young men, they abstain themselves. They're stronger. They understand there's an order to manhood. And what capitalism and democracy does, it has taken the strength of the man because he labors and his dollar gets nowhere. They removed his power from the house. They established this weak, effeminate power. And that power caused the daughters to be given over to every kind of vile spirit of whoredom. They're whores. They're having babies. They're land like dogs, like beasts in the fields. That is the truth, whether you accept it. Whether you bless me or not, it makes no difference at all. The strength of a man is powerful. And the gods have done a wonderful thing. Because of your lust, daughters, because of your lust, man, they're greedy, they must have more, got to have this, got to live like the Joneses, got to establish our name, we got to have a fine house, we got to have a big car, we got to have these things, we got to shop at Neiman Marcus, we got to go to Lytx Mall, we must go to South Park. Yahweh says the virtuous identity of my people is the woman, she takes the purple linens and the clothing, she sews with her hands, she makes garments. That not some faggot has designed it to take away your feminine beauty and the beauty of your love. That's why you lust for it. You got to have it. You can't abstain from it. Don't you know that's a bewitching power? To hell with every designer. Let them all be damned. And that's the truth. Vile, filthy perverts. Homosexual powers. You think you got something with a faggot's name on it? You stupid, ignorant thing. Make some dog rich. You virtuous daughter, your soul. Work with your hands. I don't know how they learn. You got time. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Oh, I may not make friends, but what a friend I have in HaMashiach. I don't expect to make friends. Hallelujah. I'm a warrior. And sometimes warriors are in the dungeon of the field by themselves, waiting on the enemy, because they have a responsibility and a job. And so I have a sword and it's drawn all the time. I never put it in the sheath. Never. It's drawn. And that is the word of Almighty Yahweh, which is the sword of the Ruah. I never put it up. Never puts it up. I keep it in my hand. These powers that be, they have ruined and destroyed the minds of the people today. And there is no mind of HaMashiach in the midst of the house of Israel. And that is what Zephaniah came to do, to restore a people that the day of Yahweh, when all things are concluded, he will turn to a people with a pure language. That is why we must all speak the same thing. We must walk the same way. If there is sin up in you, as Brother Patrick reminded us, there's something, you better go to the altar, get it right. You better go to that one, get it right, and then you go to the altar. You're so wicked you can't do it because you're so bewitched in your own self-righteousness. You think you're right. You think you're going in hell's gateway for you. You're not going into the kingdom. You're not going to see the art of Almighty Yahweh. That is the truth. You understand the harvest time. This is the last day here. The harvest time is a time of labor. So this preacher is going to labor today. It's a time of laboring. You can't get soft when it's harvest time. When they combine those fields, thousands and ten thousands of acres, they combine them day and night until everything is done. No man seek for rest at all. There's a job. There's a work to be done. And they must labor even when they're pained, even when they don't feel like it, even when they don't have the strength, they labor until the harvest is done. And once the harvest is done, they look back and say, this is all right. We enter into the new beginning of Almighty Yahweh. Into the new beginning. And you better allow the word of Yahweh to begin a new thing in you. To begin a new thing in you. When we are born again of the Ruah, old things are passed away, and then we all become renewed. We become renewed. And it begins in your mind. And if you don't cast out by the power of the word of Yahweh, that damnable spirit that gives strength unto your corruption and your sin, you're going to die that way. You're going to die in your sins. I don't want a shallow preacher. I don't want someone to speak to me deities or things that honors my flesh. To hell with it. I don't need no praise. Don't come to me with accolades. You that listen, don't come to me telling me what I am. Don't speak that way. I don't want to hear it. I don't care how you mean. I don't want to hear it. I don't want that. I don't want that. Let Yah be praised and let Yah be lifted up. That's the most valuable thing. There's nothing tough in my flesh. Nobody is in your flesh. So don't tell me I'm a fine man. Don't tell me I'm a good man. I don't want to hear that. I walk the way that Yahweh commands. I allow him to lead me. That's what I do. And he's leading me this way today, all right? And I'm going to take the path. It is the path of resistance, too. The path I take, folks resist. They fight. They get angry. No, I don't take the path of least resistance. If I take the path of least resistance, I will give us some kind of charming message that will charm us, that will placate our flesh. They give us something to play in, and we leave out of here tiptoeing to the tulips. No, you're not going to tiptoe. It's not funny. Don't laugh. You're not going to tiptoe. Your feet going to have to be shodded with preparation. You better prepare yourself. There's no time for laughter. I don't speak nothing funny. Hallelujah. Time for us to be sober. Especially your elderly sisters. Your folly, your foolishness. Time to be sober. You older men, you need to be sober. Stop your folly, your laughing, your foolishness. It's not of Yahweh. It's a sport. Scripture calls it sports. Their folly is sport. Yahweh going to destroy them for that. No folly. Hallelujah. You got that nature about yourself, then curse it. Curse it from the roots. I don't care how you were brought up. I don't care what kind of person you were. I don't care how you interacted with others. Get that damnable thing out of you. It's trashy. It's foul. You think that Yahshua did that? You think it was said in the tabernacle? And began, no, he didn't do that. The leaders were sober men. Those people that came in there, they know they had sinned. The reason we do that because our sins, our ways are not serious. We must be serious, brothers and sisters. There's a time for you to have a joyous moment. Sorrows is going to make the heart glad, our heart glad. Yahweh is going to bring great sorrows upon this nation. And that's going to make our hearts glad. Why? Because we're going to know it's the works of Yah. We're going to know it's Yahweh's hands. We cannot be brought under sedition, sorcery, folly. Where are your prognosticators? Where are your monthly prognosticators? Where are your astrologers and your stargazers? Yahweh said, let them stand now. Let them stand up against me. Where are your gods of silver and gold? They will not deliver you in this hour. Your job, your bank accounts, your money. It's not going to deliver you. It's not going to bring any kind of solitude. It's not going to bring strength to you. It's not going to bring that pure hava for Yah in your heart. It's not going to do it. It's going to cause you to be brought down to a dismal person. You're going to be brought down low. You will have no strength. You will have no character. And we find that today. No character today. No ability to love one another. Very insensitive generation. You're very treacherous. Treacherous. A treacherous people. Hallelujah. Will not make friends, but I will preach. I want you to hear this. Listen to this. Just hear me today. Yahweh speaks here as Yokahanhan on the Isle of Patmos as he spoke unto Israel to bring a great warning. As he began to see the people of this kingdom power, as they began to lament over her. And people are lamenting over the strength of Gad. You understand that her strength is promoted. It is advertised in the religious powers today. And one that has the strength of understanding of Gad in Mina, it is the Catholic whore. Her spirit is the power of this nation. She has wealth beyond comprehension. And America has a superficial wealth beyond comprehension. She has some of the most prestigious arts of the world. This Jezebel called the Catholic whore. She has gone and stole from cultures and people, robbed them. That's what she has done. And that is what America has done. She has pillaged, she has colonized, she has taken, she has stolen, she has done that to every nation that she's called us a friend with. You might as well say, help us, Yah. And so the strength of this Jezebel, Yahweh said, I'm going to bring her down. You find a people lamented because they all want to save America. We're going to have to repent. That's what Gad, that is the promotion of Gad in Minai. Because her wealth and her strength lies in the stability of America. We must save America. We must pray for America. We must put congressmen and representatives and a president that loves Gad. That's born again of Gad. You know, if they were born again of Yah, they all come out and become wealthy multimillionaires. Men with nothing when they went in. And yet they become multimillionaires when they come out of the cauldron of the whorehouse development of God. And that is her government. That is why no assembly of Yahweh should be brought under the suppression 501c for some kind of tax relief. And her mandates come from God. It cannot be. Well, what will you do, Pastor? I'm wise enough. I'm skillful enough to deal with their most bona fide men and women. Now, you may not believe that, but I am, brothers and sisters. Are you boasting? No, I take great confidence in Almighty Yahweh. Did Moshe say, I can't talk? Did he say, I can't speak? I stutter? I don't have the excellent voice. I don't have the ability. And Yahweh says, I have a hard run. Did he not say that? I can do all things through Yahshua HaMashiach that gives me the power and the elevation of Almighty Yahweh. I can do all things. So you're boasting, no, I'm exalting him. Hallelujah. He says that her strength and the strength of this power, even in this Babylonian religion called Catholicism, is in the power of her gods, her twin powers, Gad and Menah, as it is in capitalism and communism. Do you understand that the bulk of the wealth and finance of this Jezebel in Rome, it comes from this nation here. It comes from America. And they send the monies by the millions. Look at what their priesthood did. Raping the young boys and the pedophilia and raping them and the little young girls and raping them and sodomizing them. And most of the universities of America today, it is under the authority and the throneship of Catholicism. And if they are not, they are under the Baptist rule or the Pentecostal or the Methodists. They pollute the minds of those that enter into the gates of the gods. And when they come out, they have this plethora of knowledge that they know everything, don't they? They're fools. Fools. They're foolish. They're wise in their own conceit and their own wickedness. They have nothing at all. Nothing at all. Period. Shaul gives us a prime example. He said, I count all of my excellent learning as dung. It's nothing. It does not advance me in the way of Yahweh. It does not bring me to the excellence of Yah. It does not at all. But this is the thing that Gad promotes. This is the power of Gad and Menai. It robs the parents of every dime they got to put a little Jezebel daughter in school. She become a drunkard and a whore and everything there that every boy there take advantage of. That's what happens there. These are institutions of hell. The institutions of darkness and whoredom, and they teach them how to be mischievous. They teach them how to be ignorant. That's all they do. You don't have to believe that. But that is the truth. Many young women went to those whorehouses and they lost any sense of sanity and sanctity. Get away from mom and daddy, especially daddy. You know that young lad that killed that young lad in Charlotte? He said that his mom and dad, he didn't like, they were boring because they were religious. He wanted the money, the drugs, the girls. Who do you think he had? The slut that everyone laying with? Jezebel, old flirtatious whore? Crackhead? That everybody's laying with? And now this moronic thing is in prison. And he should die. Well, Pastor, that's not Yahweh's compassion. No, that's just Yahweh's truth. Thou shalt not murder. Man murder someone, he should die. I will never take that back. Even in Christianity, I believe that. Well, Yahweh is merciful. Yeah, he was merciful to that fool. He allowed him those many years. And there was still no repentance in him. And that's the truth. And what God says, no, we promote ones like that. We bring them to our seminars, our prison houses, and we train them to be even more diligent in their efforts. They all get this jailhouse religion, don't they? They don't get the born-again power of Yahweh. They don't have that. You will find their corruption as they began to familiarize themselves with the world again. They will have a religious cloak. A cloak of self-righteousness. But they don't have the power of Almighty Yahweh. That's why we better pray, Yah, that He raises up a Nabi in the midst of Israel. And they will come out of the house of Israel. Moshe, although he was in the midst of the house of the Egyptians, he was a seed of Israel. He was a seed of Israel. And He raised him up for His people. For Israel to hear Him, to obey what He commands you, to receive what He commands you. This is a generation that will not do this. Listen to what Scripture says. I want to read this in Gilead now. Chapter 18. You're right, Deacon Horn. It may take me a while to finish this. I don't know if I'll return back to it, but I may, brothers and sisters. There's so much I want to show us. There's so much that Yahweh deals with my mind, Scriptures that He reveals unto me, show me as I read. If I had the strength and the physical force, I could preach every single day. If my voice would carry me, I truly could. I don't know if you could bear it. Most of you could not. And the reason you could not, because you don't have a love for the truth. It's sad that we can listen to things that are so filthy, so vile, gossip, innuendos, yet we have no energy to listen to Almighty Yahweh. Your conversations are so shallow. You can see it in the strength of your countenance. You see it in the strength of your walk. You can see it in the strength of your character. When you talk about nothing, it brings forth nothing. If you don't put some seeds in the ground, you will get nothing but weeds. So when you talk nothing, you get nothing. When you talk about somebody, you get something in you. That is the truth. Hallelujah. Even in the natural sense, if you knew someone that what the world, quote, calls successful, they were your friend, you consider them a friend, they see you, they greet you, you talk, it almost gives you some sense of strength. You say, ah, so Honeycutt, man, he was driving this, he lives there, he works there, he owns 5 businesses. Don't sit in with that hypocrisy. That's what it does to you. Yet I know the one that created all things. Cattle upon 1,000 hills. They all belong to him. The earth, the fullness, the Sadiqa, even the wicked belongs to Yahweh. Everything. He owns it all. And so if I know him, that ought to make my life rejoice. What I think of the tongue of Yahweh, my entire being shout hallelujah. When I think about it. He doesn't even have to talk about it when I think about it. My inward parts and my full being shout hallelujah. 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 Should shout that. Should shout that. He says, and the kings, the Melechim of the earth, the Olam, who have committed fornication. Listen now. And they have lived deliciously or delicately with her, shall bewail her and lament over her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Now we saw a metaphor of that when the twin towers came down. The kings of the earth lamented. Even those that were in the Arabic nations, they denounced it. Even those that had the radical terrorists in their own nations, Pakistan, the president of Pakistan, Musharraf, they all began to denounce it. When they saw the smoke rise, we saw a nation that were enveloped in tears, everyone, this remorsefulness. And yet it was no teshuva of Yah, repentance of Yah in this nation. He said, when they see the smoke rise, the kings of the earth. Why? Because the kings receive their booties from the power of her capitalist God. The kings receive their booties, or they receive financial wealth. America, almost every nation on the face of the earth, they send financial assistance. They send money to help them in their economy. They want a transformation in their government. They want them to have this democracy. Let the people rule. Let the people rise up. Let them rule. Let them mandate and let them dictate. In the kingdom, it shall not be that way. Yahweh says, I'm going to rule with the rod, my rod. And the rod, the strength of my rod shall be my iron fist. Because when I say no, that's it. It's one thing with true Israel, the redeemed house of Israel. He will not have to say no. We'll just bow and say, bless you, Abba. We will have a tongue that will not be filthy like this tongue. It will not have this corrupt language that we speak. We call the English language. It is a foul language. It will be a new tongue. We cry because the tower of the city that will be one tower, the city Jerusalem, the new city, it shall stand in the depths of this renewed earth. And kings shall bring their gifts into it, to Yahweh. You understand that that is what Minai and Gad commands today? That you bring your gifts unto them? You bring the gift of your womb, you give them over unto Gad. You sacrifice your sons and daughters, you pollute their minds with every kind of vile thing. You don't train them in the way of Almighty Yahweh. You don't bring them in the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. You don't teach them the principles of Yahweh. Mothers don't teach their daughters today. And the strength of that is the daddy coming home and reinforcing the very leverage that has been operating in that house today. That's the truth. And so when he caused this Jezebel spirit to rise up, the women began to bicker with their husband man, just like this woman today bickers with their Abba, with their husband man. This whole house, Yisrael bickers all the time. Well, I don't believe that. Did he bring them out of Egypt? Did he feed them? But they did not murmur. They murmured and they complained. They said, let us go back to the Golek and the leeks of Mizraim. That's what they said. You say, let me go back to my old ways. Let me go back to my own constitution. The things that I will do, what I like to. No, it's not what I do. Not my will, Yah, but it's your will. I've been bought with the price of HaMashiach. See, the will of man is to do everything that's corrupt. That's the will of man. The ways of man seem right, but they're wrong. They're not the right ways. They do not produce the Sadiqah of Yah. They do not, brothers and sisters. It produces corruption. Your hatred, your dislike, your rejection, your segregation of brothers and sisters, it has not come from the external, it's come from within you. You have defiled your own self. And you're so defiled, you don't know how to make yourself free. You don't know how to get free from your own defilement, your attitude, your person. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you're not going into the kingdom. You don't have to receive me. This is the very power of God and Minai. It is not the spirit of Almighty Yahweh. It is a soothsaying. It is a bewitched spirit. It's a spirit of soothsaying. It's a sorcery spirit. Because you can't obey the truth. Scripture tells you to confess your faults one unto another. You can't do that. Because you're hubris. You're full of pride. But you can see what someone else is doing. You can see their faults, can't you? You see, you're full of pride. You're full of pride. You're bewitched, so you can't even do that. That's renewed covenant truth. Confess it. Tell it! It brings about a profound liberation. Makes the man free! We are so hubris, so full of pride. See, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do what he says. Oh, foolish. My people are foolish. My people are foolish. Oh, foolish. Galatians, who be with you? That you should not obey the truth. Whose eyes, HaMashiach, was evidently impaled before you? Who have bewitched you? What spirit has bewitched you that you can't obey the truth of that? Well, I don't have to confess my faults to nobody. I don't need no priest. No, he tells you to confess it to the one you've done wrong. He said if your brother sinned against you, you go tell your brother his sin. And if there's teshuva in your brother, you've gained the brother. You damned them a hypocrite, this wicked thing in our minds. You hold art, as Brother Pat brought out to us, and art is nothing. Your little shallow, petty, juvenile, immature thinking. That's all your art is. It is shallow. It's juvenile. It's petty. You have nothing against no one. Nothing at all. So if you have art against your brother, you go tell your brother, your sister, their fault. Come to the altar, get it right. Don't try to bring anything to Yahweh without doing that. That's why you have, listen to me, that's why you have no sacrifices of praises. That's why you labor to lift your hands after Yahweh. That's why it's hard for you to praise Him. That's why it's hard for you to cry out. Because you are sovereign people. You have not obeyed Yahweh. You have not taken His truth for what it says. You are full of vanity. He said, confess. Your brother sinned. Go tell him his fault. His sin. If he cannot hear you, go get another brother or sister. And tell them. Tell them. Then if you receive that, you've gained one. Then if you have not, then let him go. You have no brother. Don't even pray for him. We don't do that. We don't like the straightforwardness of the scripture. That's why these charlatans are made rich today. A man like me in the things of this life, I will never be made rich walking this way. But I have something that is greater than the riches of Gad and Minai. I have something that is greater than the superficial pseudo riches of the world. I have something that is committed in me. It is not of my power, but it is that which lives in me. It is the living power of His truth. I got something that's committed in me that this way that He dictates, I'm going to die this way. This is where my hope lies. My tikvah lies in this. He said, they have lived deliciously. They shall bewail her. They shall lament her. When they shall see the smoke burning. He says, standing for oath, for the fear of her torment, said, my, oh my, the great city of Babylon, the mighty city, and in 1 hour, the mishpat, the judgment of Yahweh has come. Did we not read to us last night in scripture? He says, in one day, in 1 hour, this shall come upon you. He said, you shall have loss of children, widowhood. He said, the reason that shall be because of sorcery, because you're bewitched, because you're so bewitched, you cannot obey the truth of Almighty Yahweh, what He has written in Israel. You can't obey it. And you will not allow those that speak by the Ruah of Yah to reinforce that, what He has spoken. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't believe it should be that way. Brothers and sisters, do they not have rules on the highway? And you go out that Deacon Horn, do they have rules? 55? 35? Are those rules enforced by the presence of officers? Are they enforced? And that is to reassure you in your mind, don't break the law. Don't do it. And so what Yahweh has done, are they written on signs? Are those things written on signs? Are they visible to the eyes? Can you see them? Do you see them posted everywhere you go? I just passed a sign says 55, 3 miles down the road, another one. To continue to reassure you to walk this way. So Yahweh said, I have written them in the lap of Israel. And the Ruach give you spiritual awakening what I put there. And it constantly reminds us and bring back to our remembrance what Yahweh says. Now the reason it doesn't do that, brothers and sisters, well, we don't sense that is because Yahweh has said to Israel, you have robbed from the house, you have done, committed whoredom like the son of Eli and Hophni, his sons, Hophni and Phinehas. And you bring forth the spirit of Ichabod, where the spirit of Yah doesn't even deals with you. It doesn't coerce you. It doesn't even speak to you, the Ruah. And when He allows that spirit of Ichabod to manifest and to take power in you, He will not deal with you at all. That is why scripture tells us a heretic after the first and second reproof, admonition. Reject that dog. Reject the dog. Don't even entertain him. Don't even let the Jezebel speak to you. Well, I just don't believe it that way. I don't take that him. His name ain't that. You're afraid to read scripture. You're afraid to listen. You're afraid to look at what it truly says. I tell you what, those old Negroes in that field, they knew who they were singing to. Kumbaya. Kumbaya. When I was a young boy, we used to sing that. Didn't even know what it meant. But we sang it. And you that are a certain age, the song was a song and it was a lie. Kumbaya. 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 They were singing that. They know the presence of their Abba. On those ships crossing the ocean, when we began to sing this song in different dialects, listen, but they knew the name Yah. Well, they would say, Kumbaya Yah, or he may have said, Duba Duba Yah, but he knew it was Yah. When they would sing that at Kumbaya, they hear that word, Yah, they become alive. The fire would burn down, and there were parts, and they knew that the Yah reigned. Sure they did. Sure they did.